Do you know who I am? Amarella Capone stomped her foot on the floor of the First National Bank of Las Vegas. Several people standing in line for a teller looked at her. A few pointed and laughed. She lifted her chin and ignored them. The bank attendant's face paled. She was not waiting any longer to get into her safe deposit box. I am the great-great-grandniece of Alphonse Capone. You know, Al Capone? Even though Al hadn't taken much interest in Vegas, some of the Capone family did, moving down when other mob families began paying attention to the city.
Yes, Miss Capone. I'm sorry, Miss Capone.
The poor kid sweated bullets. He couldn't be a day over 20.
I'm sure the senator will be done talking with the manager any second now, and he will let you into the vault. In fact, let me go check.
The young man dashed away as quickly as he could without drawing attention to himself. Amarella plopped onto a hard wooden chair in front of a desk next to the side door that led to the room with the safe deposit boxes. It was already 6 o'clock and she hadn't done any shopping yet. She hated that she had to go to the bank every time she dipped into her personal savings. Being a trust fund baby wasn't all it seemed to be. She had a chain tightly wrapped around her neck, controlled by her guardian, Uncle Giuseppe. Soon, when she turned 26, she would come into her inheritance and do whatever she wanted. Like buy an island on the equator and disappear. The glass doors in the lobby swung open and several men wearing ski masks ran in. The first robber fired machine gun ammo at the ceiling.
All right, everyone on the floor, now!
On the floor? Was he shitting her? She was in a snug short skirt and high heels. She'd never get up if she got down. With full breasts, hips, and thighs, she had a lot to get back up. Luckily, being so far to the side of the teller's central location, she was hard to see from the lobby. Maybe she could just scoot farther to the side. She slowly rose from the chair and turned to quietly shuffle toward the door. Right behind her came a squeaky voice.
He said everyone on the floor, lady.
A very familiar squeaky voice. She swiveled on the ball of her foot to face the robber behind her. The robber's eyes grew large. Hers narrowed. Joseph Albert Lanzia, I am so telling your mother. The slim young robber lowered his handgun.
No, you can't, Aunt Amarella. She'd be so mad at me.
And so she should be. Amarella slapped her fists on her hips, careful not to mess up the mani-pedi she had before this.
What do you think you're doing, Joey? Robbing a bank? She whispered. Do you know how much trouble you can get into?